the method I use when talking about the reliability of the New Testament or resurrection or data like that is a method I call the minimal facts argument. It moves from the bottom up. It doesn't say the Bible has to be reliable before I can use this material. In fact, when I go to State University campuses, I will often start my lecture this way, because I'll say, some of you are sitting here, no doubt, who are thinking an objection, something like this. And they say, you want me to believe the man? Yeah. The man's in the book. Yeah. I don't believe the book, so therefore I don't believe the man. And whenever you pull a verse out, they'll say, that's according to your Bible. That's your text. And they are not aware, that the vast majority of critical scholars concedes a whole lot of material regarding the last few days of Jesus' life. And what they concede is far more than enough to build a case for the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. That's called the minimal facts argument. And basically, the argument works like this. If somebody concedes the inspiration of Scripture, the resurrection of Jesus happened. If someone says, well, I don't concede inspiration, but I think the New Testament's reliable and the resurrection happened, but I'm not going to assume either one of those, either inspiration or reliability. To pull off the method that I like to argue, you only need the conclusion that this book is a book of ancient literature. Now, I say that kind of tongue-in-cheek because everybody concedes that, right? That's all you need to pull this argument off. So the minimal facts argument that I'm going to use has two steps, and you'll see me make this move all the way through. I don't use data unless, number one, each fact can be evidenced multiply from a variety of angles. That's the most important reason for using the data I use. Each datum can be evidenced for a variety of reasons. Secondly, it's convenient, although not necessary, it's convenient that these facts are conceded by the vast majority of people who write. You say, vast majority like what? Well, empty tomb is one of your points down there, and only, quote unquote, only about 75% of scholars who are writing in this area today accept the empty tomb. The other data I'm going to give you, the list is going to be up around 95 to 100%. You say, well, how do you know stats like that? Is this just off the top of your head? Is this just your perception? And I'll say, because I counted. I counted everything. And recently, I've studied the resurrection well over 30 years. And about 5 years ago, I thought I better update my bibliography. So what became an effort to try to get some 1990 texts in here and new century texts became, I kept expanding it, and it got into tracking over about 2,400 texts on the resurrection written in French, German, and English, published from 1975 to the present. I catalog the views of where these scholars are, and simply putting the scholar's name down and the view and tracking this over 100 subcategories has taken more than 500 pages. So when people say, how do you know, when you guys, you know, you and Bill Craig say, the majority of scholars, all you got to do is take the time to count. It might take you 5 years, but just count, and you'll see. But most people don't dispute this.